Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a gentleman who went to a glory hole and found out the person that's been giving him a blowjob wasn't the next door's wife, but the next door's husband. I could be reading from a woman who goes to local grocery stores in towns she's not from, secretly lures men back to the bathroom so she can have a quickie anonymously. I can be reading from a couple who offer couple duties. More than just handy men or women, they're very handy indeed, if you get my drift. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, questions, or anything else, feel free to share them to Nikki at Nikki at DearNikki.com or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information and releasing all rights to your creation. So this is it, the big weekend. I saw the weather. At least it's not going to snow, but if you're going to be there, beware that Friday is going to be 11 below zero. I'm already cold. Already cold. Normally when I'm in my office, except for when I'm recording, I have a little space heater because where my office sits, the wind hits the window, so it can get quite chilly in here. So I am recording sans heater, but I do have a heating pad, blanket, and two layers of socks on. No mittens yet. You know, no mittens. Got to keep the fingers free just in case, you know. I'm just kidding. That doesn't happen. Well, maybe, but I don't think I'd tell you. Just saying. Maybe I would. I would. Oh, so I'll be there from Friday. Actually, I'm getting there Thursday early. So I'll be there from Thursday evening to early Sunday morning, because it is an 8-hour drive for me. So if I don't see you Sunday morning and you're there and I don't get to say goodbye to you, have a nice trip. Yada, yada, yada. I cannot wait to see everybody. And I really hope, don't hold back. Tell me everything. I want to know everything so I can come back and tell everybody else that's not going to be coming to 11 below zero weather to, you know, freeze. But hey, at least it's not going to be that Kansas City Chiefs game weather, right? That's just insane. I thought about getting, I know this is not sexual, people, I'm sorry, but from what I read, the tickets dropped to like $38. It was tempting. I'm going to be honest. It was very, very tempting, but I kept hearing my dad in my head going, that's colder than a well digger's butt. So I obviously didn't go. So there's that. So whatever you guys do, decide to do this weekend, I hope you stay safe, warm, wherever you're going to be at. A couple layers of blankets, watching TV with some soup. Whatever you're going to do, you know. But hey, you know, in 7 months, we'll be complaining about the heat, right? But I kind of like turning up the heat, because you can always cool down. And usually, when you are relaxing and cooling down, you're drained in a very good way. Am I right? I think so. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey with a filthy cherry, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dunaki, one night my husband and I and some friends went out to several different bars. We were having a great time. As we were walking down the street, we heard some good music coming from one place. We decided to go in and check it out. The place was fairly crowded, but not too bad. The band was playing some good rock and roll. We found a table, but there weren't enough chairs for our group. So I decided to walk around and look for one. I found a bar chair, but a long-haired guy was sitting by it. He had a nice-looking body for his age. I made small talk with him and then asked if someone was using the chair. He said it was reserved for someone special, but I could earn the chair. We started flirting and finally he told me it would cost me a hug and for the chair. I stood up, hugged him. Before I knew it, we were kissing and making out like crazy. We broke apart and I asked him if I earned the chair. He said yes. So I took the chair to our group. When I sat down by my husband, he told me that I looked hot and then the poor guy who gave me the chair looked lonely. He suggested that maybe I should be nice to him. I watched the guy when he got up and go to the bathroom and I followed him. When he came out, I winked at him. And soon, I was back in his arms. We groped each other a while, and then he backed me up into the bar into a dark corner. We were making out as I glanced over at my husband. He was watching with a big smile on his face. That really made me hot. It didn't seem like anyone else was watching, and if they were, they didn't mind. Finally, we had sex right there up against the bar. When we went home, my husband told me how hot I looked with that guy, and that he was so turned on seeing me with that guy. We went home and had fantastic sex. Many times now, we relive that night in our love-making sessions. Claire. Well, hello, Claire.
Sex in a bar, huh?
So, no, I have not. No desire to, but I do find it hot. So, yeah, I guess, you know, it brought me back to a book I was reading where the people ended up having sex in a broom closet in a bar. Would you, if you're at a bar and you so happen to hit it off with a, I don't know, sexy person, would you go for it in a bar? And in my head, I was trying to picture this bar and how the bar was shaped, because, and then were you down a hall having the sex? Because I couldn't imagine having it in every bar I've ever been to. It's pretty open. It'd be pretty obvious, depending on how busy, I guess, the bar is, if you were having sex, because in my head, it was a little empty having sex in a bar, but I could see how hot it would be. So, and I guess it really also depends on what the bar let happen there, right? So I'm going to say that you were a little more obscure from the crowds than normal, maybe down a hall a bit. I don't know, but we're going to go with that. Would I have sex in a bar? No, I wouldn't, unless it was probably the bar owner and then it was closed and or closing and all present employees and everybody else was gone. That's different. But to have it in a crowded bar, I'm out. I know several ladies and gentlemen that would, and that's sexy as hell. But for me, this is definitely a no. What about you?
Dear Nikki,
Patty and I have been married for 8 years, and during those years, our sex life has been good. Recently, though, it has improved to very good due to an unusual night we just experienced. That night was Saturday night, about 3 months ago. I asked my wife if she wanted to go to an early dinner, then we might catch an early show. Patty thought the idea was great. She went to take a shower and dress. When she returned, she looked fantastic. My wife is 5'7", 130 pounds. She has very long legs with a shapely butt. Although her breasts aren't huge, they are 34Bs that are perfectly shaped and firm. Tonight, she has on heels and a skirt and a blouse that make her look like a perfect model. We had reservations at our favorite restaurant, as our usual food was good. Patty and I had a few drinks with dinner, and I suggested we had another before we left for the show. Another drink became another, and Patty was getting a little lightheaded by the time we left. We had not decided on the show that we would see, so I suggested we drive to a multi-cinema that had 4 theaters. But none of them sounded appealing. Patty brought up going to an adult theater, as she had never been to one before. We were located in one in the phone book and drove to it. The theater was an older, rather regal-looking place that had been kept up well. As we entered the theater, I was surprised to see how large it was, yet there was only about 2 dozen people there. We chose a pair of seats near the back, and we settled in for what turned out to be quite an evening. The movie had just started, and they didn't waste any time getting into some hot, very sexy scenes. Patty leaned over to me and said, "They certainly don't leave anything out." The screen had a close-up of a woman's pussy with a hard dick sliding in and out on for about 5 minutes. I asked her if this was bothering her, and she quickly replied, "No, it's making me horny." We watched for about another 15 minutes until there was a scene where this woman was lying on the bed and 3 men were fondling her and jacking themselves off, coming all over her chest. Patty moaned and said, "I can't take this much more." I have to admit, I had an erection and was getting pretty horny myself. I told my wife that I was going to get us some soft drinks, and I left for the snack bar. When I came back, I noticed that she was concentrating on the screen. The woman had a man on each end of her screwing away. Patty had discreetly dropped one hand into her lap and tried to secretly rub her crotch with one hand, and she had the other arm clamped across her chest, pressing against her breasts. As I sat, I noticed that a man had sat down behind my wife and was busy watching the show. I set the food down and put my hand on Patty's leg. She looked at me with this sultry look that told me that she was hot. I started to massage her thigh and work my way up to her crotch. As I reached higher, she lifted up and pulled her skirt up and spread her legs so that I could reach her panty-covered crotch. I touched her panties, and they were soaked. She confessed to me that she orgasmed while I was at the snack bar. As I continued to rub my swollen pussy, wife started breathing heavy, and she started a slight movement in her hips. With my free hand, I tried to reach around and unbutton her blouse. And as I did, I could see out of the corner of my eye that the man behind us was now watching us, not the movie. Patty couldn't wait for my fumbling, and she unbuttoned her blouse enough so that I could reach into her bra and feel her tits. I rubbed and massaged her pretty titties until her nipples were rock hard. Patty started squeezing my cock, which drove me nuts. So I dropped my hand to her pussy and started grabbing again. She leaned over against me and we kissed, slowly, deeply. And while we were kissing, I could see the guy behind us had slid forward in his seat so he could see my wife's bare legs and her panties. As she slid my hand up to the top of her panties, I turned enough to watch him, and I slowly pulled her panties down, exposing her bush. I saw his eyes widen and heard him gasp. So I figured I'd have a little fun. I slid my finger into my wife's dripping pussy. She immediately started a quiet moaning and laid back in her seat, spreading her legs, not realizing that she was giving him a better view of her bush. My fingers was really working on her tight little hole when I heard the guy behind us breathing hard. He was almost leaning over Patty's other shoulder, and he had his dick out of his hand. As my wife was nearing her climax, I kept on fingering her until she stiffened up and groaned, coming all over my fingers. Just as she shook, I heard him grunt as he shot his cum on the back of Patty's coat. My wife sagged against me and said, "This is fun, kind of sexy in public." When I told her about the guy behind us, she couldn't believe she missed it. I told her that she shouldn't tease people like that, and we both laughed. I said, "You should have helped him." She said, "Yeah, right." What harm could have come of it? I had asked. At least he would have remembered this hot woman he'd once met. Patty said, oh well, it's too late now. As we both knew that she didn't really even consider the possibility. I sat there watching two more men screwing the same woman on the screen when Patty pulled my cock out of my pants, bent over it, taking it into her mouth. Watching my wife and that guy jack off made me hornier than I've been in a while. So she sucked on me for a few more seconds, and I started coming right in her mouth. She sat back up, licking her lips and saying how good it tasted. Here's 24 guys jacking off, and I have a beautiful woman giving me a blowjob. What luck, I said as we giggled. I asked Patty to go to the bathroom and take off her panties and bra so I could get an easier time playing with her. She almost jumped out of her seat, trying to get to the bathroom to the strip down. When she returned, I slid her dress up, revealing her pretty, perfectly cropped pussy that sparkled from all the dampness. I entered her with my finger as my other hand massaged and squeezed her tits. She was hot. I want you again, she said. Well, twice in 10 minutes is more than I can handle. So, to stall for time, I said, I had to go to the bathroom. I was standing at the urinal when another man walked in and walked up to the urinal next to me. He lugged out his dick, which was pretty big and was also hard. Any time now, he said to his hard shaft, waiting for it to relax enough to pee. Too bad you weren't sending over by the woman on the left side of the theater, I said. She gave me a hand job, I continued, fearing he might go over to her now, and she would have another handful to play with. You're kidding, he scoffed. No, she let me fill her up. And then she jacked me off, I replied. I figured I had his curiosity piqued, so I left and went back to the show. When I sat back down, I told her that I invited a guy over to sit with her, and she thought I was joking. I told her no, she ought to try it, so she could give him the hottest memory he would ever have. Most men always have dreamed of this happening, not to mention I really liked the idea of watching, as many men dream of seeing their wives with other men. Besides, I said no one will even know who you are, and with me nearby, I told her that I would sit in the next row a couple seats away. Nothing bad could happen. Patty said it sounded like fun, knowing that she would have to complete control over a stranger's dick. We talked some more, and I told Patty that she should let him play with her first, and that she should get hot and into it was what was happening, and that she should play with his dick and balls until he came. Considering how hot Patty can get, I figured he would get his rocks off in just a few seconds. We talked for a few more minutes about where I could sit, and I told her just to be calm and let him start everything. When I asked if she was ready, she said yes. It took a minute to relax, but I guess I'm ready. So I got up and moved to my new seat. I took a seat a row below and a few seats to my left of my wife. The view, when it partially turned my head, was magnificent. I could almost see under my wife's dress. It was another few minutes before her guest arrived. I heard him ask if this next seat next to her was occupied. She said no. Go ahead. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see that my wife was watching the screen and he was watching her. A few more minutes passed and then I saw him put his hand on Patty's knee. She didn't make any attempt to move it. So after another minute, he started to massage her knee. He began to move his hand up her leg a little, and I heard her breathe in quickly. As he moved his hand up, he slid her dress up, giving him a nice look at her slender bare legs. His caressing of her leg excited my wife. She patted her thighs a little so he could reach between her legs. When he did, I heard her gasp and I looked around. He had his hand on her bare, glistening mound and was starting to work his finger into her slit. Patty's skirt was clear up, giving me a complete view of her pussy and his big, busy hand. I could tell that Patty was getting hot. She was leaning against him while he massaged her pussy. You could hear her panting. As she turned to unzip his pants, she spread her legs wide open, showing all of her pink pussy with a man's finger working in and out of the opening. Patty got his cock out, and in the dim light, I could see that he had a big, fat hard on, which she started to stroke. Patty's new friend was fingering her, and I could hear him saying, "Your pussy feels so good." Patty was getting into the part as well. I heard her answer, "I love your big cock. It's so fat." My wife's hips were moving at a steady rhythm motion. She let him finger fuck her. I heard him catch his breath and then groaned, shot as his load come in the seat ahead and on the floor. "Oh, God, you're beautiful," he said as the dick jerked a few more times. She slowly worked his shaft up and down as it relaxed and shrank. As he started to put his meat back into his pans, I heard Patty say, "Thanks for the nice big one." He said, "No, thank you. I'll never forget this," as he rose to leave. I gave her a minute to straighten herself, then I whispered, "How was it?" She gasped back, "That is the hottest thing I've ever done. It was great. I want to try a few more guys." I've told her that I've never seen anything hot either, and I couldn't wait to see the next guy get off, so I sat back in my seat and waited. It wasn't long before another visitor came by and asked if the seat was taken. Patty replied, "No, please sit down." This time, Patty had lifted her dress up quite high on her legs, so her new friend didn't waste any time before he started touching her leg. Soon I could see that he'd slid his hand under her blouse and was enjoying the feel of her tits, and Patty was pressing his hand tight against her chest. He let his hand drop to her thigh and started massaging his way up her leg. "Oh God, you're nude," he said as his hand found her bare pussy, waiting for his fingers. He slid his finger in and out of her as he played with her love button. She leaned into him and gave him a slow, long kiss as she worked to get his shaft out of his pants. All of a sudden, out sprang the biggest dick I've ever seen. It was at least 9 inches long. Patty whispered to him and slowly started to run her hand up and down his long shaft. As her hand stroked his growing cock, his fingers kept in time, going in and out of her pretty little slit. They continued to feel each other, and she leaned over next to him and rubbed his cock on her leg. That was enough to send them both over the edge. I heard them groan as they both climaxed at the same time. Slowly, his massive shaft began to shrink, and they kissed for the last time, and my wife pulled her dress back down as the stranger straightened himself out and they said their goodbyes. I slid over to my glowing wife and said, "That sure didn't take you long." To which she said, "Did you see the size of his cock? I loved playing with it. I would have given anything to suck it for a minute. I wonder if I could handle it all." She was slowly regaining her breath and composure. I told her that if the chance came up and she really wanted to give him a little lick, then it was okay with me. "I want to do this again, and then let's go. I want you to fuck me really good," Patty said huskily. She looked so sexy and soldier now that her passion was high. "I had just had a nasty thought," she uttered. "I wish I had a guy in each hand before we go." I thought for a minute and said, "I don't know if we can arrange that, but I'll try." Getting up, I add, "I'm going to the restroom. I'll be back." I was in luck. Or Patty was in luck, really. As I walked into the restroom and there were two young guys walking in ahead of me, I waited as they stood in urinal peeing. "Have you guys seen that gorgeous woman over there in the back?" She gave me a hand job, and she did another guy too. "Well, let me tell you, young studs, we're ready. I heard tell the other guy to come back with a friend. Maybe you guys can beat him over there? Wow, let's go see her. Is she a dog?" he asked, and I replied, "No, she's really cute." He looked at his buddy and said, "Yeah," and left. I went ahead and went to the bathroom and then returned to my seat. As it neared my seat, I could see my wife was sitting with her two young studs, one on either side of her. I took my seat, and I saw Patty slid her hand across the crotch of the guy on her left and leaned over and whispered something to him. Both young men started to touch and caress her body as she laid back in her seat, reeling in delight at the two men feeling at her at the same time. As her passion increased, she unzipped both of their pants and managed to get both of their young dicks in her hands. I almost came in my pants seeing her with both of their hands on her, and she was stiff cock in each hand. Patty continued to pull and stroke both guys at the same time. Being young, they were ready to come in a few seconds. And come, they did. It was like watching two miniature fountains spurting into the air. Both of them came fast, and then they got nervous, quickly zipped themselves back up, and said they had to leave. Patty smiled and said, "Thanks for the fun, studs," as they both rose to leave. As I leaned towards my wife, I could hear her labored breathing. "I came three times," she sighed. That was more fun than I could ever imagine. Those two were hot, so hot that I would shoot clear over the seats. I told her to straighten herself out and let's leave. I was so horny and all I could think about was my turn to play with her. The way she glowed was more beautiful than I've ever seen of her before. So we left the theater. We got in our car and I immediately started to kiss and fondle my beautiful wife. I want to fuck you right now, she said, panting. I pulled her dress up and slid my pants down right there in the car. Patty and I fucked with a complete abandon, and we climaxed together in what was the most spectacular orgasm either of us have ever had. When we finished, I started the car and drove home. Both of us were now glowing with passion. When we arrived home, I smiled and told her that she had just given me the most wonderful time of my life. And Patty said she'd never believed she would enjoy it so much. I kissed her slow and long, and we slid to the floor, began making love all over again. This time, we were slow, and it lasted for what seemed like hours. As I write to you, Patty and I are planning our next trip to the show. She hopes to see the man with the giant dick again, but probably not. Patty says that all of you women owe it to yourselves to try to get your husband to take you to a special show. Every woman needs to feel a hard dick in each hand once in her life. You just can't imagine the feeling. And to be completely safe with your husband watching is the best part of all. I read this on one of my subscriber shows, and it has stuck with me very much so. The thing about it that I like is they stepped out of their box and found a safe way to explore in a very interesting way. I never would have thought, and I don't, you know, I'm sure there are some around here. I don't know very many that survived, but why in my head am I picturing a big classic theater of, you know, the big, nice, big fancy curtains, not like the cinema now, you know, the old theaters type of theater. That's what I'm picturing. And yes, I do go back to that funny story of what a caller had said before about when they were young, they snuck in and, you know, had the little bit of soap and water. And when a cum scene would come, they'd squirt it over the balcony to the patrons. That did come to my head a couple times, but I did drift back to this. And the idea of having your partner there, or even being the person that's there and taking advantage of the situation that's presented for you. Could you imagine going to an adult theater and this being you, and you partaking or enjoying someone else's pleasure? If you were at an adult theater and you saw someone willing and available, would you join in? Would you reach over and play and have some fun? Feel the wetness across their skin, the dewiness on their lips, and just explore. Reach out there and have a little bit of fun. Get some handsies, some mouthies. You know, who doesn't like a good oral? Or, you know, give an oral. I don't know if I could do this, but I definitely could masturbate to it. Speaking of which, I gotta run. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the night. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, if you are coming out to KWN this weekend, or yeah, not SN because it's summer. So winter, Nancy, yeah. So if you're coming out, don't forget to say hello to me. I'll be the brunette-ish, purplish in the sun, bright green eyes, just saying. Come say hi. I would love to have a drink with you. Say hello. Hear your confessions personally. Hopefully I'll get one or two to share in the next couple of weeks from you guys verbally, you know, that I can tell the story. I know, anytime I go somewhere, I always have stories, right? And this is no joke, but I'm going up there, be there Thursday, and then I'm leaving very early Sunday morning because it is an 8-hour drive for me. So there you go. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't you come over? We can talk about going to that adult theater. You know, maybe you'll let a couple watch us. Or maybe we can even watch a few ourselves. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.